Well, you know, the U.S., the terrorist incidents that we've had in the United States, you know, those incidents of mass attacks, mass human injuries, have largely been domestic in nature. They've rarely been inspired by an Al-Qaeda or an ISIS, or where they have, I see that as almost opportunistic on the part of the individual wanting to do the attack. These are often troubled people who just need a cause in order to launch themselves out there. I think we have seen a dramatic increase in the United States in racially motivated attacks, be they black on white, white on black, black on black. But in particular, we've seen a dramatic increase in attacks against Jewish people and institutions. So I anticipate 2019 seeing a continued level of that, if not an increase. And so I think we need to be on guard with regard to people that might be inspired by ISIS or Al-Qaeda, who might want to take advantage of that ideology to launch an attack. And you know, the more we can focus on some of those domestic ills and trying to solve those problems, the less likely we're going to have the sad and tragic attacks we've had in the country in the last couple of years.
Internationally, what's on the horizon for the U.S. and for the world when it comes to terrorism? We know terrorists in the last couple of years seem to have shifted their tactics a bit, going for any means they could to launch attacks, using vehicles and using small weapons and basically rudimentary type of attacks. What do we expect in 2019?
Well, I think in 2019 we'll probably, if we see continued attacks, they're going to be of that nature. We should not be seeing any of the larger attacks, you know, that I talked about previously. They're going to be, vehicle attacks on, innocent populations. They're going to be automatic weapon attacks in, restaurants or bars or soccer stadiums, soft, easy targets that they can get to. Those are the hardest to defend. A lot of great work is being done amongst law enforcement agencies to improve against those kinds of attacks. But sadly, unfortunately, I think we'll see more of those attacks happening. The good news on that front is that's actually a sign that we have got these terrorist groups on their back heels, and the best they can do is either organize very small attacks or inspire people with mental health issues to go and conduct attacks on their behalf. So I'm anticipating that is what we're going to see more of. I would also offer that as we in the U.S. should not be too ready to declare complete and total victory over organizations like ISIS in Iraq and Syria. I know just today there was some press that suggested we may be pulling out of the part of Syria where we've been fighting ISIS because we have defeated them. As I mentioned earlier, as long as those embers are still glowing, we should be vigilant. We should be on top of it. We should be doing everything we can to keep those people either under continued attack, and at a minimum, having them focused more on their own security than focusing on attacking against our security.
The inability of terror groups to do what it is they really want to do most, and that is to attack the aviation sector. How has the aviation sector, in your mind, closed that door?
Oh, my gosh. I think through the use of advanced technology that has developed and continues to develop over time, we've established mechanisms to detect explosive devices and other weapons before they can, penetrate the security perimeter. Again, we should still remain vigilant that, they may not be able to get onto the plane. They may not be able to get inside the gate, but there still is a soft perimeter around most airports that that could potentially be threatened. So I think the sharing of information amongst allied nations has also allowed for the tracking of, less savory individuals. So I think we've done a lot to button up that sector of threat.
Final thoughts looking ahead to 2019?
Again, I think we need to remain vigilant against the counterterrorism threat. I think it's a wise move as a nation for us to periodically reevaluate our efforts against terrorism and our resources against terrorism, and ensuring that our great and capable resources are also being applied against the other myriad threats that exist from near peers, from other threats, organized crime, the drug war, et cetera. So constantly reevaluating that, making sure the resources are placed to the maximum effect. But I would just caution the American people and my former colleagues in government to be very careful to not give up the fight on terrorism and because they think we've won. We need to remain vigilant. Otherwise, we run the risk of allowing these people to develop a capability to once again conduct the horrible, tragic attack like we had on 9/11.